Hi and welcome back to the Tennis Betting Podcast. It's been a while since we had a proper pod. It's been the usual bleak second week of a slam. There's just not that much value happening, so a bit of a sluggish and slow start to this week as well. We've had some matches, but it's not been enough. I usually tend to want at least three matches to find it worth recording. In a sense, we have three matches today. Actually, yesterday, quickly, Kudermetova had Admaya, both of them in over in San Diego there. Had Admaya delivering, so we made one unit on that. We also had some WTA 125s, kind of challenger level, really, going on today. And Yesterday we just had Tomova winning, and today we had Maneira and Sonmez. Maneira lost, Sonmez won, but she was three units, so that's a bit of a gainer, so two units gained there over the 2 days. So let's move on to today. So not looking at the men's challengers at all, just doing the proper WTA stuff. So we'll start in San Diego, where we got Šostaković against Navarro. Šostaković at 2.22 looks quite generous there. We have her for three units at 66% confidence, so that's 2.22, which is plus 122. Unless missing something here, I think that's way off, pretty much flipped. Šostaković should be a favorite against Navarro, you think. Next up is Krejčíková. Bit up and down on the form, but against Kalinina she should be winning this comfortably. 1.7 minus 143, 68% confidence there. We got one unit, she's not too far off two units there actually. A good price on her. Nothing else at the moment in San Diego. We are fairly close on, let me see, Jabeur, still a little bit to go. Fairly close on Garcia against Stevens, but just not getting up to the 60% confidence mark. We're just under, so that's not going to be in play. Then let's move to Osaka in Japan. Overnight matches there. We got Marina against Mandlake. We got Marina 2.02 plus 102. We have her at 65% for two units. And currently that's the only one there. Even though there's a few potentials here that are very close. Xinyu Wang against Sakatsume at 1.36. She just needs to get to 1.38 to be two units at 85. And we also have Kalinska against Krieger. She currently is at 1.5, which is, I think, about minus 200, right? 75% there. And she would be one unit, but she needs to get to 1.53. She's currently 1.5. So those are very close. They could very well move into value as well. Wang and Kalinska just need a little bit of movement. But for now, the card is Šostaković, Krejčíková, and Marino. Let's hope for some good results and good luck with that. And I should hopefully be back tomorrow. You can check on Twitter in the morning if there's anything on the WTA 125s there in Europe during the day, then I'll post those in the morning, and then I'll be back with an evening pod probably if there's enough value in these tournaments again. So thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye bye.